From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting on the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president. Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with the goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired
him. The intention to derail this process, that intention was intense. But, as he said, the will of the people will always, always succeed.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday. One analyst says that it is too soon to tell whether Zimbabwe will launch a new and improved era for its people following Mugabe's ouster. The Saudi Arabia-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in Yemen said it will reopen the country's main international airport and a vital Red Sea port to humanitarian traffic. The easing is supposed to begin this Thursday. The airport in the capital of Sana'a would reopen to UN aircraft, and the seaport would be able to receive urgent humanitarian aid. The coalition said this on Wednesday. Search and rescue operations continue into this Thursday for three sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday into the Western Pacific Ocean. The Navy said that twin-propeller C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa while it was on a routine mission taking passengers and cargo from a U.S. base in Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. This is VOA News. Reaction today after Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, was found guilty of genocide and other crimes against humanity. Also known as the Butcher of Bosnia, he is sentenced to life in prison by the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more.
The former general led Bosnian-Serbian forces in the four-year siege of Sarajevo. Snipers and heavy artillery pounded the city, killing thousands. Judges also found that Mladic had, in their words, significantly contributed to the massacre at Srebrenica, when over 7,000 Muslim men and boys were murdered. For the victims' relatives, the verdict offered some closure.
Time and oxygen may be running out for the 44 crew members aboard the missing Argentine submarine ARA San Juan. That vessel has not been heard from since November 15th, when the 44-person crew reported an electrical problem. The San Juan can normally operate for about a week underwater without replenishing any of its air supply. Americans are celebrating Thanksgiving this Thursday as they traditionally do, gathering with family and friends around tables, eating, watching parades and football games, and feeding the less fortunate. In South Korea, where tensions are high on the peninsula, American troops took time out to enjoy the holiday.
This Thanksgiving meal that they purvey for us is absolutely amazing. They've really outdone themselves. I do have family back at home. I have a wife and two beautiful daughters. I miss them very much, but I'm here now and making the best of it while I can.
And as VOA's Millar Sega reports, it also kicks off the start of the holiday shopping season known as Black Friday.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
And Black Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. France is seeking an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the alleged sale of African migrants as slaves. President Emmanuel Macron called the video footage aired by the U.S. news network CNN last week scandalous and unacceptable. CNN aired footage of the apparent auction where black men were presented buyers as potential farmhands and sold off for as little as $400. The video sparked international outrage, protests erupting across Europe and Africa. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.